Here it is, our last show of the school year. We want to thank those students in Illinois for that awesome iReport. Thanks to all of you who've sent in iReport introductions. I'm Carl Azus. Let's get started. First up, the FBI is investigating leaks that involve classified national security information. Some Republican lawmakers have accused the White House of giving information to the news media. The White House denies that. Some members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, are outraged about these leaks. Yesterday, the top members of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees released a statement on the situation. They said that these leaks, quote, have seriously interfered with ongoing intelligence programs. They added that each disclosure puts American lives at risk. Brianna Keeler has more on the accusations and anger surrounding this story.
Early May, reports of the U.S. thwarting a plot in Yemen to build an undetectable airplane bomb. Last week, a New York Times story detailing President Obama's close oversight of a terrorist kill list. Then another describing how he ordered an aggressive cyber attack that slowed development of Iran's nuclear program. Senator John McCain is now accusing the White House of purposely leaking classified information for political gain.
They cite leaked classified or highly sensitive information in what appears to be a broader administration effort to paint a portrait of the President of the United States as a strong leader on national security issues. The release of this information in these articles harms our national security and puts in danger the lives of the men and women who are sworn to protect it.
White House officials vehemently deny the charge. Press Secretary Jay Carney said Wednesday, any suggestion that this administration has authorized intentional leaks of classified information for political gain is grossly irresponsible. President Obama's national security successes, like killing Osama bin Laden and taking out a number of other al-Qaeda leaders, are a political asset in an election year. Republicans are no doubt trying to tarnish those accomplishments, but concerns about the leaks are bipartisan. Dianne Feinstein, the Democratic chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said she was, quote, deeply disturbed by the continuing leaks of classified information to the media. She and Carl Levin, the Democrat who heads up the Senate Armed Services Committee, are discussing a joint hearing into the leaks.
A blueprint for ending distracted driving. That's what the U.S. Department of Transportation is calling a plan that was released yesterday. Right now, it's illegal to text and drive in 39 states. This new plan would encourage the other 11 states to pass similar laws. It would also work with driver's ed programs to include information about the potential dangers of distracted driving. This plan came out one day after a Massachusetts teenager was convicted of homicide resulting from texting while driving. Aaron DeVoe was found guilty in connection with a crash last year in which the other driver was killed. DeVoe will serve 1 year in prison. His driver's license will be suspended for 15 years.